This Monday morning. Now, you might or you might not have heard of Balcony TV before. It's an Irish online musical channel which now operates in cities all over the world. It's been sold to an American company recently, which means that the three people who created it will hopefully be making a nice bit of money, all well-deserved and hard-earned. And as we like to celebrate Irish success on this programme, we thought we'd invite in one of the people behind Balcony TV. His name is Tom Millett. Good morning to you, Tom.
Morning, Ryan.
Yeah, well, congratulations, first and foremost, but we better explain to everyone what it is, Balcony, for those who don't
haven't
seen
it. For those who don't know, Balcony TV is an online music channel that was started by myself and my two flatmates on Dame Street, Stephen O'Regan and Pauline Freeman, and we set about, for whatever reason at the time, it's been a long time since we did a four-minute music show, basically, or a four-minute show.
Which came about from what?
From a discussion that myself and Steve had in the apartment. I'm a jazz double bass player.
Good
Steve's
man.
A filmmaker. Pauline's a musician and she works in TV. And we just, I suppose over the years I've told this story and I think it's got mixed up and I've probably forgotten.
Give us the true story.
The true story.
Go back, because it's like an episode of Friends meets Facebook. So what happened?
Well, it's myself and Steve sat around and we thought we should do something with the balcony. And I'd played my double bass on the balcony. It sounded quite good. And we just started to record people on the balcony. Basically, as simple as that.
Musicians, jazzers,
friends,
whatever.
All types of music, and people became interested in it. Mm.
And it's probably the even the words the balcony, it has a nice ring to it.
Well, yeah, I suppose at the time we said we should do something with this, and I remember talking about this, and we were hashing around, we call it rooftop TV balcony, and we just said balcony TV, and just the word itself, balcony TV, it just sounded right.
Yeah, it rolled off.
We just went with
so
it.
So you simply were recording friends, yourself, whoever else happened to have a song, whatever, put it, record it, upload it onto what, YouTube?
At the time, YouTube was fairly new as well. So if you go back to, I mean, every YouTube is huge now. But we're both very infant internet successes.
Yeah,
YouTube a little more successful than
that. Yeah, it's only a little bit, but so far.
So we started in the day putting up a show onto YouTube and uploading it, and with a simple design and.
And then you started attracting big names. I mean, Paul Brady got onto you and said, what's
well,
that about?
Well, we'd started to record regularly the local music scene, and I was obviously, I was tapped into that because I was playing myself, and so we started to get people up. And then, we got a message from Paul Brady, and I thought, well, is it the real Paul Brady, or is it a guy called Paul Brady? And we opened the door, and I said to Pauline, though in a curse, I was like, it's that Paul Brady. And then recorded them, and he was amazing, and he was a big he was one of the first big acts to validate the platform, and that was great for us because that led to other people, and we've had, I mean, some of there's been so many great musicians, some of them who worked really hard and still not as successful, but we became a launch platform for great music locally, and I think famous people as well, they seen that and they said, well, I want a bit of that as well. So it was cross, but we weren't targeting anybody. We just wanted to put it out there. Good music. And we chose what we chose, we thought was good music.
Yeah.
Either popular or not.
Without being too highfalutin about it, but what is the philosophy of Balcony TV?
The philosophy was we just wanted to create something cool. And it kind of evolved into what Balcony TV is now. And the essence of Balcony TV now is it's raw, it's acoustic, and I think Steve likes to say, if you can't do it on the balcony, you can't do it anywhere else. I don't 100% agree with that, but it's pared down.
Yeah.
It's simple.
It's unplugged.
It's unplugged,
and it's no auto-tuning was harmed in the making of this balcony television.
None whatsoever.
Yeah,
no.
Which makes it authentic.
Yeah, it's very authentic, and the people who appear on the show are very authentic, and the people who love Balcony TV are very authentic, and part of our success has been them, has been the musicians, has been the people who've loved it and embraced like a simple idea.
So it's spread around the world to all these countries. So how does one do Balcony TV in the UK or New York?
Well, what we found, if I go back to the start, just to build it up in sequence, what we found was it was generating kind of behind the scenes sort of popularity, and then we had people going, well, I want to do this in where I am. And I think we had some guy send in the video. He did it. And myself and Steve thought, well, we want to kind of start kind of controlling this.
Yes.
Because we created it. So like-minded people like us contacted us from different cities and said, can we do this? So we scrambled together to create the framework to be able to control that.
Yeah.
And we got like-minded people like ourselves to do what we're doing in their location. And then it kind of grew.
And they pay you a fee to be part of the family?
We didn't want to charge them anything because we thought that might kill it.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say license agreement at the time because it wasn't quite that, even though it is that now in the future part of the business. Mm-hmm. It was more like an agreement between like-minded producers who wanted to do what we were doing in their area to capture music in the same way we were capturing it. So it was a simple email agreement. We had very simple rules: have a nice backdrop, have a very simple production like we do, and film good music.
Good.
And then they became the producer in their locality. We started, I think it was Dublin, London, Hamburg, Poznan, and we started to build from there.
Quite eclectic.
Well, we chose based on that. I mean, people seem to think that the obvious London, New York, Paris, let's dot the world like that, but we didn't do that. We accepted kind of requests from people, and our only requirement was good music, a nice backdrop, and to film a certain amount of shows at a certain level.
Yeah.
And we grew with that. And what that did for us is there were a lot of producers or people coming who are, let's say, better at producing than we were.
Yeah.
So it brought up the level as well.
Okay, so you're...
So we've always been chasing ourselves with it.
So it became the thing, Balcony TV, and then what happens then? How do you sell to the big...
Well...
big guys?
Well... What happened, we'd certain little stages of Balcony TV's history, which launched us to the next step, which explains where we are now. We are very lucky. We met a young businessman, Connor Stanley, who now has a big, he was investing privately into little things that he liked. And he was, we met him and he really, really embraced it. Mm. And now he has a big investment company called Tribal VC, and he's doing it across the board himself. So he's moved into that. But he was, himself and Steve's late father, Hugh O'Regan, who was a successful businessman and himself, he really seen what myself and Steve were doing well, and he helped us out as well. And it's without these people, you can't move forward. It's so important to have this support and people behind you and people to believe in it.
Yes.
Especially with an idea as simple as this. And then it was that little stuff. We got a little bit of investment to build a small website. We had no salaries at the time, but we were still working on it. And we built a producer network. And then we did the next stage to launch it, to get into where we are now. We did an incubation, an internet incubation, and with Startup Bootcamp. They're a company based in Europe. And what they do is you pitch to them, and if they like your idea, they invest in your company. But they bring lots of resources. They bring, and then you, at the end of your incubation, you pitch to global VCs, and that gets you into that network. I suppose that gets you in front of the people who want to make the decision at the next level.
So, and that's where the US company, The Orchard, come in.
Well, to quickly go back one step to push towards The Orchard and the sale of The Orchard. So there's been, to soundbite, there's been a lot of hard work from myself, Steve and Pauline, and lots of other people, great support from the producer network, and all the musicians. So we did the incubation. Steve then pitched to our CEO. He then pitched to these VCs. I was back in Dublin trying to generate other avenues of support, but not just money, but other sort of relationships that could help push the website on. And then we got contacted by Polaris Ventures, who are a huge VC. They have an office in Barrow Street, and they started the ball rolling, and we received an investment a year and a half of 750,000. It was then matched by Enterprise Ireland up to 200,000, and their support was great, and that's how we got to the level we were.
Then the big boys come along do you still have a kind of a creative involvement in the company?
Steve's our CEO, and he's been absolutely incredible at pushing it forward and pushing it out there. My supportive role with him as COO and founder was to manage that burden with him, and to push that and to hang on to the relationships with everybody and build. It's still the music industry is going through such change. It's still a very difficult space.
Yeah.
But we were given the opportunity, and we pushed through it. We learned a lot. We made some mistakes, but we fundamentally worked incredibly hard and got to where we were.
Yeah.
And then we were still in the process of developing the business model. Yeah. We set up an office in New York, and growing and growing and growing and building and building and building. And then, Steve was working on business models in the States. I was working on the same thing in Europe and possible revenue streams and possible other things. And the constant thing was to build a company and build a company. There's no, I get asked a lot about, is there, the revenue stream from internet businesses? It's quite tough. Mm. Some of the biggest people in the world have taken a long time to figure it out, and we've woven through that in a sense. And then we got contacted by some companies who were looking to maybe invest in the next stage, and the Orchard said, we're more into buying you.
Great. And that's where we are today. It's called Balcony TV. It's a great Irish success story, just a clever idea and taken to its obvious, well, not conclusion, to the next stage, let's say. Tom, congratulations to you and the team.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for coming to share your story with us this morning. And Balcony TV, you'll check it out, I'm sure, straight after the show and see what you think of it. And it's a lovely little story, nice, a great little site too, and something that we were happy to celebrate this morning.